What up, guys? Welcome to the Winning Circle. It's your boy Nico 100 out here chilling with Turtle.
What up, what up?
And Patrick Daly.
Hello.
The Winning Circle is a place where we speak about winning, and even when we lose, we find a way to use that to win in the future.
Whether it's current events, mental health issues, or anything that's on our minds, this is a platform for us to share, speak, and learn.
So let's get this started.
What it do, baby? Yep.
What up, y'all?
Hello.
Very stern hello there, buddy.
Well, how are you guys?
Yeah.
How's everything? It's still hot.
It's still hot.
Yeah. Quick update on the weather, guys. Tune into the Winning Circle Weather Channel. It is hot, and we are still sweaty.
Still sweaty.
I'll tell you what. You know what I'm saying? So, anything popping this weekend? Anything you guys want to catch anybody up with?
Me, personally, no. Just been
not doing shit.
Handling some personal business, dealing with some back pain, so I'm just trying to handle that.
Cool, cool. Well, I hope your back is all right. What about you, Big Turtle?
Yeah, just, you know, doing the business, working out. Yeah, working out with you, you know, too.
Working out with Nico 100.
Yeah.
So wait, Nico 100 retired. It's what was it? On time.
Punctual Nico.
Punctual Nico. Yeah. All right. Now it's working out, Nico.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got like 13 personalities. They're gonna show up one day or the other.
Buff Nico.
Well, we know that one.
That was on layaway. Yeah. Still making payments on that one. Trying to get
buffnico.com.
Yeah.
Go to that website.
I've been working out as well every day, but that's, I mean, you know, real G's move in silence.
Okay. All right. I like it. All
right. But I have been streaming, so make sure you guys check that out.
What's up. Everybody, make sure to go watch Patrick if you are wondering how he looks like, who he is, or is he as beautiful as I say he is?
Mm-hmm. And is he any good at video games?
Nah, yeah. We all know that.
We all know.
Struggling. Twitch.tv.
Gotta play to get better.
/ SHRENLECKER.
Wow. Round of applause for that right there. That was
sweet. I got it, baby. You got to support your friends. Speaking about supporting your friends, I want to talk about something. I saw, a meme, video, tweet, some shit on the internet, whatever the internet's called nowadays, about Future putting on a hat and says, when you go into a designer store, you don't ask the prices, so when you're supporting your friends, you shouldn't be asking for
hookups. Yeah, don't ask the homies for no hookups.
Right?
Yep.
And I believe that is a very, very important thing to talk about real quick. I just wanted to hop on that real quick because one thing I hated, you know, I've been through a couple of endeavors in my life. I've fancied myself an entrepreneur. You know? Well, I believe, I lied to myself, I ain't no entrepreneur. I just try to make money.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So I did a couple of things. One of the things was the clothing brands. Dabbled in a couple. I used to hate the, yo man, hook me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or you know what my favorite line was when I was doing that? It's like, hey, yo dog, like I was actually just a Snoop Dogg's crib and you know, his son and my little nephew, they play football on the same little team. So like if you hook me up with the gear, I could probably give him some gear, then we could take a pic and Snoop Dogg's gonna have your gear, and if I like it, he gonna like it, and if Snoop Dogg like it, then he probably gonna give it to his people, and all of his people is gonna wear it, and Justin Bieber gonna get it. And Justin Bieber's gonna have it.
Random name just come out, Justin Bieber, you know.
You know, and I'm like, bro, you've been with me for the past 2 weeks. I ain't never seen you see Snoop Dogg.
You're sleeping on my couch, bro. Yeah. Like what?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. What are you going to promote it to me? I make this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I hated that. But another thing too, that's kind of like a physical thing, right? But like art, right? Art's a very, very important thing. Shout out to our graphic designer for the moment, you know, because he might be leaving. At Valley Reps, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy that does most of our graphic work. And I understand and respect his time as an artist because tell you what, not even on Windows Paint, I don't know how to do none of this shit. You feel me? Even as a little kid, I couldn't do stick figures on that thing. I just left it to the other kids and I threw stuff at people. You know, that was my talent.
Yeah, that'll get you really far in life.
So yeah, man, you know, art, you know, if I could make something positive out of this, if you have a friend or somebody within your family, within your community that's doing something creative, you know, it's hard times right now. Show some support, even if you can't buy it. Sharing it online actually goes a long way.
Yeah.
You know, seeing stuff on Twitter, seeing people retweet, like, yo, you know, a retweet goes a long way. It's true, bro. Some of these things blow the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead.
I follow a few artists on Instagram and they're like, they have Patreons or whatever and like, you know, places where you can buy their art or support them, donate. But they're like, number one thing is sharing it. Just share it. Get in front of more eyeballs. If you ask them how to support, before they ask you for money, they're going to say, just post it. Post it and help share it.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely post it, share it. I mean, we ask every weekend, or, you know, every Thursday when this episode drops and you guys listen to it, we ask you guys to share this episode, share the podcast, share it with somebody that you like. Yep. So once again, I'm going to take this time to say that. Please share this podcast. Send it to somebody. Somebody's bored. Pandemic time, they're at home doing nothing. Ran out of all the movies on the Netflix. Guess what? We got a couple of episodes up that you haven't listened to.
That's
right. Check them out.
Yep. That's right.
You know what I mean? And on top of that, if you do have a friend that's an artist that's doing something positive in the community, it is your time to promote and hit me up and let me know about the winner of the week.
Yep.
We're still doing that. I'm still collecting some names. I'm going to wait till we get a little bit more so we kind of have a backlog to fall back on, because not everybody's doing something good every week.
Mm-hmm. Someone is, but we want to highlight out of our community of listeners. So
yeah, so you know, I don't really want to be like, yo, this random person that I don't know of in the East Coast that did this thing, you know what I'm saying? If it's not really connected, I'd rather really support the people that are listening now.
Yeah, that's kind of what the winner of the week is, like someone from our fan base, our group of listeners that are the OGs. And then the good news segment of the week is more for like general,
right?
You know, people, any stranger in Russia or whatever, you know, like
something like that. So yeah, please, once again, hit me up at my personal Instagram at Nico100. If you have somebody that's doing something, all of the winners of the week would be announced and posted on the Winning Circle podcast. But for right now, I'm getting the traction on there and everything's going to be moved over to the Winning Circle podcast as a one whole. That's where you can find me. That's where you can find Turtle at. And that's where you can find Patrick. Any updates?
We're all logged in on that.
On anything. We're working on video. The video does get done. We start getting clips. Everything's going to be posted there. So you have little funny moments to share with us and honestly laugh together. Laugh along with us and see how we feel. See our smiles. You know, we got some great smiles over here. You know what I mean? Yeah. The cast got some beautiful smiles.
Yeah.
So please make sure to do that. Now, speaking of that, being creative, right?
Yeah.
When I try to do something, you know, kind of like when I try to do this podcast, get you guys together, if you guys can remember, it took me a while. I talked about it a little bit, didn't really do it, but there was a major thing that was going on with me, right? It was the anxiety, right? The fear, you know? So I was wondering, what is anxiety to you guys? What does that mean to you? You know what I mean? Let's get that off the bat.
Yeah. So, you know, I dealt with my anxiety before the pandemic very well, you know, because it has so many reliable sources to do like anything, go to the gym, hike if I don't want to go to the gym. Right. Like there's so many. Without this pandemic, there's so many sources you could do that. Since this pandemic started, I realized that my anxiety has very like kicked up, as well as depression, you know, and being in these indoors in your...
You lost a lot of your tools.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, and it's hard to share this because I'm not really into smoking, but, you know, I do smoke at night now to have a clear peace of mind. And, you know, it's been very beneficial, and I'm not saying, yeah, go smoke weed with your friends and all that like that. For personal use, I use it, and it's very calming, very relaxing for me, even for my muscles, for my back, importantly. And, you know, like, it's not the best source right now, but this is the source I'm going to right now because it's the one I could use during this pandemic, you know?
It's a tool that you found that you're using.
Yeah.
It's for that use only, not for recreational uses, to help you out with what you got going on. So you said that helps you with your anxiety and helps you with your muscle recovery.
Yeah.
Helps you have a better sleep because you kind of struggling sleeping.
Okay. A lot of things, you know, you're just in your household. Same four walls, you know, you get actually like, oh man, like,
and there's a lot more to think about right now, dude. It's not just the pandemic, it's like the racial inequity, social injustice in general, like the future of America as a country. There's like a lot of shit that weighs pretty heavily, and so sometimes you need to calm your brain down.
Definitely. So yeah, so like on that note, though, being in our four walls, man, it's driving me crazy staying at home now. Like I have to do something. Kind of want to go out, just get outside and just honestly take a hiatus from like social media, to be honest, and taking any information, because that is driving what I would call my anxiety, you know, out the roof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then it's like when you're not doing nothing and you don't really have your mind put something, you know, putting that energy into something, I feel like all your mind really does is just run around and now you're thinking about everything.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's crazy because like, you'll notice it. I notice it more at night when I'm like, you know, not intaking any stimulation. Definitely the social media thing you're talking about. Like when I wake up, if the first thing I do is go on Instagram, like 30 minutes later, I'm feeling different. Like,
right.
Like definitely just like, like stressed. I wouldn't necessarily call it anxiety, but it definitely affects my mood. But then like at night is when your brain just is running and you find yourself, you'll start thinking about something, and then you'll accidentally think about something else, and then like 10 minutes have gone by and you're just really just hitting on these super stressful memories or thoughts or whatever, and you're, and then you have to catch yourself and just be like, what, why am I doing this to myself?
I think that's a that right there is a crazy statement, because you really have to tell yourself, why am I doing this to myself? Because it's you who are doing that to you, you know what I mean? It's your own brain. That's the crazy part about it, is that we really do have control of the things. Obviously some people have medical conditions that don't, that stop their control of the of what's going on, but you're driving yourself crazy. So with that being told, like Jose, you said turtle, you said you are smoke. You know, what's one thing, one other thing you do, Patrick, or something that you do to help you out with your anxiety?
I smoke weed as well. At night, I think a lot like you, turtle. Mm-hmm. For the same reasons, I find it just to be extremely therapeutic. Not only does it help me calm down, but I find it helps me kind of like address things in my life without it stressing me out. So it's not really like meditation, because I'm not clearing my mind, but I'll have my eyes closed and I'll be thinking about the negative things that are going on or whatever is kind of stressing me out. And I'm able to approach it kind of with my brain and not emotionally. So like I can think about things that usually, like when I'm not high, will stress me out or make me just be like, no, we're not thinking about that right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm high, I can think about it and like kind of pick things apart without it giving you that like feeling of like, I don't want to deal with this, you know, the feeling where you push it down. So that helps. But I also am on medication for anxiety, generalized
anxiety. That's right. Do you want to share that? Because I remember you told me personally a long time ago, I don't remember too much of the details, but going to the doctor and all that.
Yeah. I mean, it was that, I'm pretty grateful for the experience now, because I was able to, that taught me how powerful your brain truly is. Because I went to the doctor, and this was years ago, and I was definitely like, I was drinking a lot, drinking every day, which I now realize was a form of me like trying to medicate myself, because I couldn't sleep when I was sober. I was just tripping myself out, thinking all these crazy thoughts. What if my heart stops in my sleep? What if I stop breathing? Like all sorts of weird stuff. And I noticed these like very physical symptoms. My arms and hands were always tingling. Like I felt like the blood just wasn't flowing there or something. And like, you know, when your arm's falling asleep, it just felt like that all the time.
Right.
My heart would skip beats. I would feel out of breath a lot. I really had trouble sleeping. I would be about to fall asleep and then I'd wake up out of breath. Mm. And it's all these super physical symptoms. And I'm like, dude, something's wrong with me. So I go to the heart doctor, like a cardiologist, because that's what I'm thinking it's stemming from. I can feel this every day for a long time. My heart is skipping beats. And I go and we do all the tests and everything. And he's just like, your heart looks good, man. He was like, I think you might have anxiety. And I was just like, what?
Oh, shit. Yeah. What the fuck?
And so he prescribed me like this. And it's not like there's a few different kinds of anxiety. There's like the panic attack thing where you're just like really acute, tripping in the moment, just like logic is out the window. You're running on pure adrenaline and like emotion. Yeah. And it's completely illogical. And then there's the kind of like, you can't shake it, but you can function and do your things, but like there's just feels like there's something wrong.
Right.
And that's how I felt. And he prescribed me this medication, Lexapro, and I started taking it, and it just like completely
helped you with all that?
Solved all of that. And so seeing that juxtaposition of like having all these crazy physical symptoms, and then you take a medicine that all it's doing is giving your brain a chemical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it got rid of all the physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. That changed how I look at how my brain works, how everyone's brain works, and like the power within, how you can truly, like in any situation, if you practice enough, you can conquer whatever's happening just by your brain power.
Right. Yeah. That's a crazy thing to say, to notice really. But honestly, that's a thing that we all have to really realize, is that our brains are extremely powerful.
Yeah.
And I think I told him, what is something that I heard? I was speaking to Turtle about it, but I said, you got to practice your brain, because going through the practices and learning new things and growing it, it's like putting calluses on your brain, you know, like building that muscle.
Yeah, it's a muscle.
Right? It's a muscle that you really have to build. And if you don't pay any attention to it, it could run wild, right? Because it is its own, it's your thing, but if you're not paying attention to it, it's just,
yeah, and it's, know? It's more than just a strength thing. It's not like, rather than like thinking of like doing a bicep curl, I think of it like, let's say you're a second baseman and you catch a ball and immediately throw it to first to turn the double play.
Right.
That's something that you practice over and over again so that when it happens, you do it automatically. Yeah. You don't even think about it. And like these, there's these tools and tricks in your brain where you don't have to think, okay, I should do this right now. It just happens. Mm-hmm. When this stress enters your life, your brain right. ought, because you've practiced it so many times.
Yep.
If I start to feel a panic attack happening, man, I've been there a million times. I know what to do. I know what calms me down. So, mm-hmm. and it, I don't have to think about it. It just happens on its own.
Right.
So yeah. that's, I think, the importance of training your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, it really goes to show that if you don't deal with it or you don't pay attention to it, how it can really get out of hand. Like, for example, for myself, I think I said a few episodes ago, I'm used to running away from my problems. You know, I'm not used to dealing with them or facing them or doing anything like that. So that's where kind of this anxiety thing came to my mind, or that I really noticed it a lot. It's because I was now looking at everything that I had in front of me, and it was very overwhelming. It was breaking me down, and I just didn't know what to do. I want to say a panic attack, but I was just like, I can't deal with this. I can't do this. This is too much. Like, yeah. mm-hmm. you know? And then that's where I started slowing down. What I did was the working out, right? I put myself mm-hmm. into working out, and that kind of turned into a meditation kind of process. Because now if it's overwhelming, I'm like, I'm gonna go for a run. I'm gonna go for a walk,
mm-hmm.
right? And through that physical, I think doing something physical for me is kind of helps me work through it in my brain. Because then I see like the foot, your left foot goes forward, right foot goes forward, left foot goes forward, right foot goes forward. And that does something to my brain to like, you see, you just got to follow the progress. You got to continue going. You're going to figure this out.
Yeah.
But it was very, very overwhelming because I never dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of issues that stemmed from that, insecurities and, you know, just problems that I had within myself that I wasn't dealing with, that build up kind of what I think you would call like an ego, a shield, you know, a mm-hmm. wall that I put up above me, that kind of like what you said, right? You know what to do, right? When you catch the ball, you toss it right back. Mm-hmm. You know exactly what to do. So my ego and my shield knew exactly what to do when those problems were coming my way.
Yeah.
It would just get bigger. It would just get louder. And I'd be like, nah, late. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that really just putting everything into a box, it ends up overflowing every single time.
Yeah.
You can't not never deal with the problems. You know, it's either you accept them or you let them control you.
Yeah.
Right. Which is where like my mental health and the problem with anxiety really kicks in for me was that, there's a power to it going, I am gonna do something about this, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like you said, the drug, all it does is give a chemical to the brain,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a way for you to. I'm not a fucking doctor. You know, so what I'm saying, it isn't a medical term, right? There's a way for you to be able to kind of create that same feeling through you working things out.
Yeah.
You dealing with the bullshit.
Well, and I will say that like along those lines, like when I was with the doctor initially and I was just like, dude, I don't feel right. This is like, I just can't live my life like this.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, I don't know what it is, but I promise you we're going to figure it out. And just hearing those words, like that's the power of like the desire to fix or like improve. Because like you're saying, if you're constantly running and like avoiding the problems and just, cause I'm very gifted at that too, of like pushing something out of my mind that I right. don't want to think about. The second it comes in, I'm just like, nope. Or miss me with that one.
Yeah.
But the power of the desire to better yourself and address these problems, is something that will relieve you. Just that process. Even though it's maybe a negative feeling, you're going to be like, God, now I really got to think about this shit that happened when I was a kid, and I don't want to think about that. But just the idea that eventually I'm going to come to terms with this, that's in itself is a relief, and it can ease those, you know, anxiety feelings just by starting that work, even though it's a hard process.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, on that note, I want to touch on that real quick, going to the doctor, right? Because I had that problem as well, where if something's wrong with me, I'm like, psh, I'll be all right. You know? You know, I fucked up my ankle recently, and I'm just like, psh, I could walk on it like in 2 days. You know, and I'm just like, wrap that bitch up, keep it going. So remember, like, my high school football coach used to say, you ain't got no ankle. Get your ass out of that field. You know? I don't know why. That shit stuck with me my whole life. And it wasn't just physical pain. It was mental pain, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I went through something, I'm like, fuck that shit. I'll be good. Fuck that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was very ego-driven because it was like, man, I got me. I don't need nobody. Fuck everybody. I'm here, baby. you know, kind of like every other rap song in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It put me in that mental state, but I never really checked on myself. And honestly, I didn't realize how deteriorating it was to me and my mental health and who I was as a human being, really. So if you feel something physically wrong with you, don't be stupid like me. Go to the goddamn doctor.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have medical insurance, that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
There is ways for you to find some type of help. And we touched on this before. If you're not feeling well, if you're not feeling happy, if you feel like you're in a rut, reach out to a friend.
Yeah.
You know, reach out to a friend, honestly, or just hit us up. You know, trust me. Talking to Turtle makes you feel some type of way. It changes your life.
There's no way you can talk to us three mm-hmm. and one of us isn't going to know exactly what you're going
through.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and it's like, I think saying that as men is kind of hard too, right? Because I feel like I don't know shit about women, you know what I mean? But I feel like they have their circle of people that kind of keeps them together.
Yeah, you don't, do you?
Yeah, you know? But as dudes, what I could say as men, you know what I mean? We're stupid, you know what I'm saying? We would kick it with each other because we know we had something wrong. Like, yeah. I could be sad.
Yeah.
But, like, prior to, like, you guys being in my life, I would be sad, but I would just go kick it at my homie's house.
Hard-headed. That's hard-headed, right there.
And just be like, man, fuck that shit, bro. Drink. Turn up. You know, and not deal with it.
And do things that are, like, directly detrimental to your mm-hmm. mental health.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, luckily I'm blessed now to say that I have a very good circle of friends. I got a good, reliable people that I can fall back on that are there to pick up if I need them. You know? And vice versa. I want to be the same to my friends. I want to be that same person that could talk to them. But that really does mean a lot, you know? And that being said, I can't be that person to help you if I'm not helping myself. You know,
it is therapeutic to be that person for somebody else sometimes. It's easy for me to give you advice, and then sometimes I'm just like, wait, why don't I do that?
Yeah,
like, why exactly. don't I do what I just told you to do?
Yeah, sometimes it kind of, when you take yourself out of the situation and somebody's going through something similar, it kind of makes you realize it from another perspective.
Yeah,
like, oh shit, like that was me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? And I will say, reach out to us, reach out to the homies, whatever you got to do to feel better, and don't be ashamed. But I will say, and that you should, like, the human-to-human contact is a very important thing.
It is.
But for me, also, man, it's crazy when you are going through something mentally and you just do, like, a quick little search on the internet and you just find, like, forums, posts by other people going through the same thing. Different strategies for dealing with it, and obviously right. you got to be careful because, like, people are posting, like, unhealthy solutions, but, like, man, so I've read some things, and, like, when I'm really tripping, googling stuff on my phone, and I've read some things that are, like, things that I still think about to this day that are, like, strategies to help you. And so there's other people out there, whether it's your close homies or maybe you're dealing with some shit you don't want your homies to know about and you're ashamed or whatever. Man, go on the internet, dude. There's, like, hotlines you can call, complete strangers, and you can just offload everything. And I guarantee you, no matter what you're going through, there's at least one other human being on earth going through exactly the same
thing. There's a lot of negative with the internet, but we can find the positive through it. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you can connect with people from all over the world and hear stories from somebody on the other side of the planet, just knowing, like, yo, I'm not the only one going through this, kind of could give you a little peace of mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. And going bouncing off that, Patrick, over the internet. So, I used to take maybe 6 to 8 pills for my back, mm-hmm. right? And I was like, yo, this is, I could feel my stomach ain't feeling that hot, you know? Taking 6 pills daily, I had to, right? So I went on the internet and I was like, yo, let me hear what other people with the same situation that I have. And I looked at it and all of them were like, weed. But they all said the same similarity, which is don't do it obsessively because then you're going to depend on it.
Yeah.
And I was hesitant because I'm obviously sober, but I was like, yo, like, saying 6 pills, like, is just messy.
You weigh it, dude. You weigh your the mm-hmm. negatives, and even though it's prescription and it's a doctor told you to take it, that doesn't mean it's not wrecking your body.
Yeah, I honestly felt like I was getting, like, all bloated and just it wasn't. I feel that wasn't healthy, and just thinking about it, 6 pills doesn't seem that great.
No.
And you know, I did start with CBD, and then I started a little bit mixing and see what around, what feels better, the best for me. And, you know, that worked out. It actually, all these people that
were... because you went on, checked on the internet.
And I made sure, like, you know what, like, these guys and women, they're not really, like, saying go smoke every day. No, they're just saying take what you need. Mm-hmm. Take what you need from it, or when you're done, to relax your back and relax your muscles and stuff. So that's, and so I got it, and it's been working from people for the internet. I got that advice from, you know.
Yeah, you know, but on that note too, I think it's good to say that you're not always going to find the answer that you want.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're going through something where you're like, how could I solve this? Because I want to fix it. Sometimes you're not going to find that answer. Sometimes it's going to be the exact opposite. It says you can't fix this, but what you could do is learn from it and grow for it.
Mm-hmm.
That is something big that you have to tell yourself sometimes, because it's hard. You know, I went through a situation where I was looking shit up and everything was like, yeah, you fucked up, big dog. You know, like, oh shit, it's going to be a hard one to get out of that one. But, you know, and it was kind of a, I kind of felt like, man, like, what a piece of shit. Like, I'm stuck here now. You know, like, I can't get out of here. But if you do that, you're just literally putting yourself in a deeper hole mentally, and it's going to be a lot harder for you to grow out of that. But it's good to take that information in and to learn from it and to grow from it. You got to understand that we can't control the past, and, you know, we're currently living here, but we can form and build on where we're going to be at and where the future is going to look at. If you keep being stuck looking at what happened and not doing anything about it to change that, to make sure that it never happens again, mm-hmm. right? It's always going to be there, you know, and it's never going to change. You're never going to move and get better.
Yeah.
And I think that, honestly, now that I'm going through this journey in my life where I'm working on myself, right, and it's definitely a lot to do with my physical health, it is, I don't want to say addicting, but it is very, very, very high energy to feel that. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I'm even kind of scared sometimes. I'm like, man, I don't want to go back to who I used to be at mm-hmm. all, you know, and it's like just working on myself every single day. And you get this feeling of like, I want to be a better person.
Mm-hmm.
So take the steps. It was hard for me. You know, I took a couple of steps and it was a whole bunch of bullshit. I'll tell you that much. It was a whole bunch of like, I do that shit Monday, kind of like my diet. I keep saying I'm going to do a diet Monday.
Next week.
I'm going to eat this in and out today. I swear to God, I'm going on a diet on Monday. I promise. Monday comes around. I'm like, hey, you know what? The weather's kind of odd today. I'll do it next week.
I'm so hungry though. I'll just have one more burger.
Right. You know, that's part of the problem right there, is pushing it further and further away. You know, because tomorrow's never going to come in that sense, right? Because mm-hmm. today is always today. Tomorrow is always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to get tomorrow. Tomorrow's never going to be here, right? So don't push it away. Take the first step. And sometimes it sucks a lot, right? But you got to go through that struggle, go through that suck, and get to the better. And then once you're there, look back and be like, I never want to be in that suck ever again. That shit was horrible. I can't believe I did that to myself, because I am in control of who I am, and I'm not going to be that person anymore, and continue doing it. Yep. You know,
and that's a form of working your brain out as well, is that desire to learn. That's literally like the mission statement of our podcast, is to find the dub in any L, and like that's, you could have just messed your whole life up and done some really dumb stuff that is going to be detrimental to you, but you got to find a way to turn it into a W. And the main way to do that in the worst of the worst situations is to learn from it, from your mistakes.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, sometimes that L is going to be a big old fat L, and every little dub that you're getting, you're like, man, these W's ain't covering this L. But guess what? The more you get, the more you work, the more you do, the more you're going to cover it up, and the more it's going to be long gone. Mm-hmm. You never want to get an L like that again. So honestly, just believe in yourself, surround yourself with people that believe in you and that want to see you grow, and do it. You know, whether it's mental health, physical health, anything, really just do it for you. Love mm-hmm. you. You know, that's I guess that's like what we could really say out of all of this, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anxiety, you know, all that stuff doesn't really go away. It's mm-hmm. always going to be there, right? It really goes to what you do to deal with it.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, what Patrick was saying earlier, where he says, now that you have a panic attack, you know how to deal with it. You know you've been there. It's a familiar feeling. You know how to get out there. You know it's not nothing good.
Yeah.
Right? You got to learn how to deal with it. And some of these stuff is a permanent thing, you know, that's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Some people need help. Some people need help medically, you know, and some people don't. But that's to every other person. You got to find your
way. Yeah, and, you know, the goal of, like, a medicinal therapy for someone who has, like, some kind of a mental health issue, the goal is like, this medicine's the band-aid, and then we're gonna like figure out and give you the tools to deal with this on your own. Like, obviously there's very extreme examples where mm-hmm. you're better off staying on medication, but
right,
learn the tools. That's like the thing, is like these tools, and the beauty of humanity is I can give you the tool that works for me and you can try it too, yeah. You know? And so that's what it's about. Reaching out to the homies, being there for the homies, looking stuff up on the internet, just knowing you're not alone and that someone else might have that tool that you need right now. And they, yeah, all they have to do is just tell you about it. That's,
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Sometimes you might just realize you had that tool the whole time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, you know, on that note, guys, I want to say I appreciate every single one of you.
Same.
You know what I mean? Thank you for tuning in.
We're here with you every Thursday on Spotify
and Apple Podcasts.
Stay winning, y'all.
We out.